Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, Bears looking to rebound from a tough loss. What is their mindset going into this game this weekend against the Washington Redskins?
You know, it's the same thing it's been all every week. And we get, again, we talk about this process. This is making sure that you bet you're better next week than you were a week before. Because every game you come out of, even if you win or you lose, there's always something to evaluate and work on from tape. And I think the Bears are making some strong movement forward week in and week out. But you have to understand that this Bears team cannot make mistakes. And those things are all correctable. So maybe are you trying to have a perfect game week in and week out? You are. But it's about the continuous development of all three phases of this football team to go out there and compete with your next opponent, and that will be the Washington Redskins.
What type of challenge is it for the Bears offensive line? Because I mentioned Ryan Kerrigan, who's an excellent pass rusher. And then they have Terrence Knighton in the middle there. He's huge. Stephen Paya, also the former Bear. And they were blowing up some third and shorts last night.
Yeah, they were. But, you know, the Bears are coming off 42 rushes, 170 yards, and using three different backs. I think they got to continue the same process. Offensive line coach Dave Magazoo wants to see his offensive line play a perfect game. I don't think it'll ever be done in the NFL because they have so many designs to the different jobs they have to make a play successful. But I do still think it's the determination of the Bears to run the ball, to make sure they can have an aggressive play-action passing game, and then when they want to take their shots downfield, they still have those abilities. I think this entire season, like we talk about the process of this team working to get better week in and week out, I still think the goal is to run the ball efficiently so it formulates and fits into the rest of the things you want to do offensively.
Looking at the other side of the ball, the Redskins quarterback, Kirk Cousins, they like to do a lot of bootlegs with him. They like to do a lot of play-action and taking some shots down the field. What kind of challenge does that present to the Bears?
You know, Kirk Cousins is playing with a lot of enthusiasm. He enjoys being the quarterback of the Washington Redskins, and he works hard in a complicated terminology offense of Jay Gruden. So, again, I think you can put a lot of stress on this quarterback. I think the Bears can be really aggressive at the line of scrimmage. They do a nice job of different stunts and movement with the personnel that they put up front. But you got to be aggressive, and you got to get that quarterback to try to rely on his athleticism and not necessarily the decision he's making downfield. And I think the Bears do and can be very aggressive at the line of scrimmage to take him out of his comfort zone and make sure that they put retreat pressure on him.
Great stuff, Tom. Now comes my favorite segment of the show, where we talk about Tom's memories of the team that the Bears are playing that week, the Washington Redskins. I'm going to let you go in whatever direction you want. The game I remember, though, is in 1985 when the Redskins came to Soldier Field, and really Joe Theismann got beat up the entire game by the Bears. Willie Gault returned to kickoff, and Jim McMahon caught a touchdown pass from Walter Payton. Not to put any pressure on you.
Oh, no. I'll go back to that game because in my career as an NFL player, that was the first game that I started. And we were winning by, like, almost 40 points in the fourth quarter. I got a holding call against Dave Butts, one of the biggest defensive linemen in the league, and Ditka pulled me. Wow. He brought me to the sideline, berated me on the sideline in front of the Bears fans and my family who were in the stands, and I felt so bad about it. And then Coach Dick Stanfield said, hey, just stay right here, you'll go back in the game. And then they put a lineman in for a one play. Ditka yelled at me, said, this is not the way we do it in the NFL, maybe in the USFL. And then I went back in the game and played the rest. But it really opened my eyes to the seriousness of all the coaches and Coach Ditka, because you didn't have the luxury of doing anything wrong, whether it's the first, second, third, or fourth quarter, even if you were winning by 40.
That is a great story. It's always a great story. So Tom Thayer, he's there. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.